Good morning. Here we are at Radio Entrepreneurs again, high atop the Brewster Park building in Plymouth, Mass. Today, my guest is Jackie Burns from Creative, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what she does and some of the things that she offers as a business. And Jackie, why don't you tell us a little bit about Creative and what you're currently doing?
All right. So Creative started 3 years ago. February 11th would be 3 years.
Wow.
And it started off as creative drinking. So I saw Paint Night, that big company that doing, you know, paint events at restaurants and bars. And I looked into it, but I knew I could do better. And
was that a franchise?
Yes. And okay. I looked into that and I'm like, I don't have the money to do that. And I don't, right. I don't want a boss. You know, I know I can do it. So I pulled my money together. I bought my supplies and I put my first event together, which was a success. And I've been going on since. But it definitely has changed from just bars and restaurants to so much more.
So much more. You're hosting in people's houses. It's a girls' night out or a guys, you know, thing, or a backyard party, or
Well, even more. So now I'm in DYS programs. Oh. I work with children at half day events.
Could you explain what DYS is for those that don't know what DYS is?
Well, I'm in five programs right now, and they're all different units. And for an example, one unit is where boys ages 13 to 18, they are kind of in limbo. They have not yet been convicted of crimes, so they can be there for a few days or months at a time.
Okay. So you're talking about the Division of Youth Services for the state of Massachusetts.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that has, like, changed my life. Every time I go, it's just so amazing. I mean, these boys have never had a childhood. Most of them have never painted before,
right,
or had any artistic
art
outlet.
Experience, right.
And to have them, you know, a few times ask me, can I continue lessons with you? Can I work with you? It's just amazing. And
it's enriching.
It is. It's really, really amazing.
So tell us a little bit about your background before you decided to break into being an entrepreneur.
All right. So I went to art school. I went to the Art Institute of Boston at Lesley University. I graduated in 2008. I was in fine arts, drawing and painting.
Decided to be an entrepreneur.
Yep, absolutely. I was never the person that could sit at a desk inside a building. I kind of go crazy.
that's kind of counterintuitive when you think of a person who's artistic or talented. But the world's a big place out there when you're dealing with the internet and being creative.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those 9-to-5 jobs, I'm sure some of your friends are doing and quite happy and fulfilled at.
Yeah.
It's just not really your style.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more about other opportunities and programs that you've been doing with others in the area.
Sure. So the half-day events at kids' schools.
So that would be an elementary school,
middle school. We're actually having a high school event coming up this this spring.
And what high school would that be?
That's Plymouth North.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Are you a Plymouth resident?
I do live in Plymouth now.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But our events, we've done it's usually 90 kids, kindergarten to fifth grade. And it's awesome.
Is this like a fair?
It's a half day. So
it's just a half day. You come in and you're the entertainment?
Yep. So the parents don't have to come and pick their kids up at, you know, 12. They have a few more hours. And
you fill that two-hour gap with creative programming.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I have three other amazing girls that work for me.
Oh, very good.
One is full-time, and she's just amazing and really helping grow the company. And then I have two other that are part-time right now, and we're looking to continue to grow our team.
So how are you growing? Speaking of growth,
okay.
What steps are you taking to what has been your toughest or highest hurdle as far as marketing goes and letting people know you're out there other than, you know, using social media and getting people to realize that you're serious and it's not about, it's not a drinking game, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. So I did go to art school. And in art school, I learned nothing about business.
Right. And that's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
So here you are.
Yeah.
With an employee. Mm-hmm. You're very successful. Mm-hmm. What's the secret sauce? I mean, how did Jackie Burns do it?
Well, I know it's what I want. And, and I know if I want something, I can do it. I listen to podcasts all the time about business and all that kind of great things that they have out there. And it's really been helping and inspiring. It is a struggle, though, because there are so many other paint events, paint parties out there. But to define that I'm different and to let people know that I'm out there, that's definitely a challenge. I mean, advertising is expensive.
And splattering really isn't for you. I mean, and I'm in marketing. And splattering, I mean, just going out to social networks and just we're here really isn't for you. Because you're moving into the educational niche, you're adding more value. Mm-hmm. And I think school districts would see value in what you're doing because a lot of the schools are cutting back on the arts program, and you're filling that niche with half days. I'm not sure how much you can do because of contracts and we've got people that do that at the school, and there are people threatened by what you're doing, or I'm sure there are. Gee, if we were funded, we could do this kind of attitude. So how are you able to overcome that and get into a fun day at school? At a school? How did you get through the door in Plymouth North?
Well, my ticket prices are very low because I do want kids to be able to enjoy and not, and I'm not grading them. Right.
Right, like in school. So it's school, just like, who cares?
It's for
let's
fun.
Have fun.
Yeah, and I really encourage them to, push their paintings to make it their own. But how did I get in? I think maybe some people have come to my events, the people that maybe have worked there and have realized that,
this is cool.
And, I think I connect with the kids. I make sure they have fun and make sure their paintings come out great. We encourage them while they're painting. And
so how do we set up an event if we wanted to do one?
Just
walk us through what it takes.
So simple. Reach out to me, email, call, whatever you got to do. And
so what does it look like? How do you get in? What does it all look like from beginning to end?
To have your own event?
Yeah.
Sure. So find out what you're doing. Are you having a fundraiser? Love to help you. Say it's a fundraiser. Does that sound good? So we have a $20 ticket that goes to supplies. And
right.
And then, and then whatever you want to add to your ticket, whatever raise, usually it's about with a $30 ticket or a $45, something around there. And then that will go to your cause. We supply everything. We bring all the supplies, do all the setup, all the cleanup for the painting. We have a huge library of paintings, but if you have something in mind, if you've taken a photo, we would love to do that photo, that painting for you. And so, if you need a space, I have contacts. I can help you find a space. And,
what medium are you guys using?
So we're using acrylic paint.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. Acrylic paint is so forgiving. It dries so fast and it's fun to play with.
Yeah, exactly. A boo-boo.
Yeah.
Oh, let's turn that into an eagle.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
It spreads a little easier and doesn't die out or fade out like a
paints. But it dries fast and you always
you gotta
over
move
it.
Quick. It's like sheetrock. It's like
Yep, absolutely. So it's so simple to have an event, fundraiser, a party.
Oh, good. That's a good thing to know. The fundraising component is not something I would have thought of.
Oh, we do so many.
Oh, no. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about some of the areas that you've helped people raise money in.
Oh, man.
Just give us three.
Sure. One is a huge schools. I've done so many teams, like hockey teams, baseball teams. Then, for people who have had a house fire, lost everything, friends and family put on an event, we'd love to do that. oh man, medical reasons, you know, anything and everything.
Very nice. So you're pretty established in the community. Mm-hmm. Give our audience where the best way to reach you would be.
Sure.
You know, website, Facebook, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, great. So my website is creativedrinking.com. It's spelled a little funny. It's K-R-E-A-T-I-V, drinking, D-R-I-N-K-I-N-G.com. Facebook is Creative Drinking.
All right. Well, I'm with Jackie Burns with Creative Drinking and Painting. She's an exciting guest, an exciting entrepreneur, and we're so pleased to have her today. We are atop the Brewster Park building. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. This is David Soper from Wicked Local Marketing. We'll be back after these messages.